It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Weissert is right here with us. Good morning to you, Larry.
Well, top of the morning to you, sir. It is what? This is May, the first weekend in May, isn't it? My
it's
gracious.
Hard to believe in this. Yep. And this is the 9th of May that you and I, that I've had the privilege of visiting with you every week. 9 years, buddy, I'm pretty
My
sure.
My gracious. Seems like yesterday in a lot of ways. Luke.
I know. Well, I know I've undergone a learning curve with nobody. I never professed to be a, quote, radio guy, you know, when I started all this stuff probably 10 or 12 years ago. But had a lot of fun, and, gosh, you know, I've got to keep up with you. And you and I actually even get out and hunt and fish once or twice, usually two or three times a year, you know.
Well, I'm already looking forward to the next one. We need to spend a little time here very quickly up on the Choctaw hunting lodge. By golly, it's
going to happen.
You know, I think actually squirrel season started this week up there in Oklahoma. I'll have to double check, but seems to me like squirrel season started May 1 and runs into the fall sometimes. And I don't know about you. Years ago, before we had hogs, that's kind of what we hunted. As much as we possibly could with squirrels. So
yep.
I think it's about time. I know that you've been working on some old-time hunting type hog articles and a few other things. Maybe it's time we look at an old-time squirrel hunt.
I think it is. Yeah, all of eastern Texas, the month of May, the season is open only for the month of May, and then it opens again in October for squirrels. But most of Texas is open. You know, there's no closed season.
Right.
I talked to the biologist years ago about that, and that East Texas is where, that's where squirrel hunting is big. Not that they don't hunt them in pecan orchards and everything else
right
out west, but that coincides with when the squirrels are out of the nest, most of them, you know?
Exactly.
That's why they made that season. But, yeah, I'm not sure about Oklahoma. We'll do some checking and see about the seasons up there. And Larry, I want to bring this up, now, I'll tell you something I am anxious to put to use is the Texas-raised hunting products, their scents. You've told me a little bit about what they, the process and all that they use, but it's the real deal on these scrape scents. And I want to, of course, we're looking down the road till fall, but can't wait. The cover scent that they've got, the Texas-raised hunting products, Larry, this stuff, I've used it with hogs here in the last two or three weeks. It covers up scents, what it does.
It destroys it, what it does. I carry a little spray bottle with me everywhere I go, and it's amazing the things you run into that you handle when you do things like you and I do that have got a particular odor to them, and everything from cleaning fish to cleaning hogs and a few other things. My gosh, it just destroys that odor. So I know that it works there, and then I played around a little bit with their deer scents last fall and had really good success with them, and really anxious to start getting, they've got a curiosity scent among other things, and I'm really anxious to start seeing how that thing does here. I carried it with me to Spain to try it there, and unfortunately it rained the entire time, and I was only there got to hunt kind of a midday and a morning, so I didn't get a chance to use it very much other than the spray that destroys the scents, like I said. But they make some good products. You're right.
You bet. Well, anxious to use these things. I already use them with the hogs. But speaking of hogs, how come I always? Well, I think I could be talking to you about a Thompson Gazelle. It goes back to hogs. I guess I don't know. That's just okay. Before I lose my train of thought here, the Sporting Classics, lots of people read Sporting Classics magazine. It's named appropriately, I think, Classics. But Sporting Classics Daily runs some awesome articles. They run a lot of your articles, Larry, and you've got
and
some.
Yours.
Yeah, I managed to get maybe, I'll get around to maybe once a month putting one on. I'll tell about mine in a little bit. But, folks, Sporting Classics Daily, you can read some good stuff right there and a bunch of Larry's work. You've got a couple on there, I think, Larry. Right. Well, you got a bunch of them on there, but a fairly couple of fairly new ones, right?
Yeah, we did one that just came out not too very long ago about hunting up in the sand and Chenery country here in the lower panhandle, and I've got some that are out. Or may well be out. I haven't even had a chance to check. I usually look, that's the first thing I look at when I turn on the computer, but there may be some out too right now, or will be out if they're not out already, about my hunts in Spain for the city and southeastern ibex as well as roe deer. So it's one of those places. I served on staff with Sporting Classic magazines years ago, did a column called The Long Hunter, and which was named after the guys that used to just take off across country and go hunting kind of thing, which is what I was doing at the time. But that is just an absolutely fantastic publication in terms of anything having to do with the outdoors, hunting, fishing, art. I mean, to me, it's the publication that all other publications I described look like, the publication itself. But you're right, the Sporting Classics Daily that Larry Chesney is the editor of does an absolutely fantastic job in terms of really good, fun reading, good photography. I mean, those guys do it right.
And the thing is about online publications, Larry, that I've noticed, for instance, I've got one on I wrote an article on, I think it's called Calling All Hogs, but
right,
it's using the Bullet HP and the app on the cell phone. Well, the whole intent was to, you know, a lot of guys, and I'm not knocking this at all, let's find ARs are really, the ARs and thermal. You know, so many people hunt hogs at night with thermal, and
right,
ARs, and they're talking about shooting, running hogs 200 yards away, whatever. But I like to hunt hogs a different way, targeting one hog at a time. And that's just the way I like to do it. Not that I'm right, but that's just what I enjoy doing. Well, so we did this article and got some good still pictures for the article, but our friend Jeff Rice is an awesome videographer, I think. You know,
he is.
He does, and you would know because being in that business. But I really enjoy watching Jeff's, watching him moderate and actually hunt and all. Well, he filmed me, and I named the little video is Old School Hog Hunting. You saw the video, Larry.
I did.
We're not going to be bumping Trailing the Hunter's Moon out of the top 10 here now. But it was, what I'm saying is it was a fun little video we did. And that video is on YouTube. It's also posted there at catfishradio.org. But it's embedded in this article for Sporting Classics now. In other words, you read the article. That's the thing that is neat about digital outdoor
yes.
media. You can read the article, and then you just click, and bingo, you're right there with me looking down the barrel of that 30-30. It's pretty neat.
The technology is amazing.
It sure is, Larry. Well, what you got coming up in the next week or two? I know you're always on the prowl doing something.
Well, I just got back from the NRA show, and we'll try to talk a little bit more about that next week
yep.
in terms of some of the products that were introduced there and the things that people I was able to visit with. And we'll try, like I said, we'll do that maybe next week or the week after. But, you know, the month of May, I'm trying to, as much as I can, stay around. I've got an active deer hunt coming up toward the latter part of the month to go shoot a doe that to put in the freezer with Alan McLean out in the San Angelo area. And then I started working on a new podcast that will be releasing probably in July. That's mostly going to be hunting stories, kind of like what you and I do, kind of thing. I'm taking a lesson from what I've learned from you, and we're going to put that into a podcast. It's going to be called DSC's Untamed Heritage. And as we get a little bit closer to that toward July, we'll talk about it a little bit more, and then we'll get you on as a guest periodically as well, too.
Well, now, that's neat as heck. And carrying on the old school, which I don't make any bones about it. You know, I pretty much am old school a lot of ways.
And I'm proud of it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't take from my heritage, put it that way.
No, sir.
But, you know, I've started a project that's actually, it's so new that I'm just beginning it, a podcast that's on, it's on Facebook and Instagram and all these social media, Facebook,
right.
to you know, websites, but it's basically me talking about the outdoors with Jeff Rice. Now, that's buddy.
Perfect.
Yeah, Jeff is a very knowledgeable, lifelong outdoorsman. But Jeff's going to be with me here, and it's going to be a weekly video, if you will. And the place to find it, is Friendly News, FRINDLEE, Friendly News. If you like that, it's a pretty big deal that's been going on. His name is Friendly, you know, Friendly Place there, and
right.
He's kicked it off. He's up in Northeast Texas, so that's kind of new ground for me, but I've already done the intro, the first one. Just a whole lot of fun. So my theory is anything that can promote the outdoors and the good times we have, Larry, I'm all for it.
You're exactly right. That's perfectly in line with how I feel about different things.
Yep.
More folks we can get introduced and keep in the outdoors. And I'm talking about not just kids. I'm talking about mamas and papas and uncles and aunts and grandmas and grandpas and great-grandmas and great-grandpas. Or aunts and uncles. You know, who cares?
The more
folks we can get out in the outdoors, the more we can let them know, you know, the people that are not there right now, how important hunting is to the outdoors as far as perpetuation and preservation and the management of species and habitat, you know, the better off this whole world will be.
You bet you, Larry. Well, I always want to brag on Trailing the Hunter's Moon, your real TV show, you know, that's on the Sportsman's Channel.
Well, actually, it's on Pursuit Channel.
Pursuit, that's right. Yeah, old school. See, I'm reverting back about a year. Pursuit Channel. I'm sorry, Larry. Yep, on the Pursuit Channel. I know a couple of times, a couple of days per week, isn't it? Two or three?
Yeah, well, it's actually on four times.
Four times.
Primary airing time is on Central Time Zone. Is at 8:30 on Thursday nights, but we do air three other times during the week. And then, too, if somebody can't get Pursuit, Pursuit is generally a part of any direct or the other one that they setups. But they can also go to www.pursuituptv.com and watch it there. And one of the cool things we just found out is that they are now combined with the Canadians up north that used to have the Canada Wild network. Canada Wild has joined up with Pursuit, and so our show has been showing up in Canada, and really excited about that too. So we're expanding the boundaries, if you will.
Bet. I remember reading about that. Well, Larry, let's you and I make a pact with all of our buddies. We'll be right back here with them this time next week. Okay?
I'm already counting on it.
Folks, I always like to get Larry Wysoon with us, and he's just an interesting guy to talk to. But if you listen to Larry very much, you're going to learn something about the outdoors. You know, he didn't get the name Mr. Whitetail for nothing. He's actually a biologist, too, you know, a wildlife biologist. But very interesting person. You know, when we wrap up our show today, I'm heading up to Palo Pinto County, to Dale River Ranch. Now, this is, if I had to pick a favorite place that I just dearly love to hunt and spend time at. I've got a lot of places. I've been blessed to know a lot of people and through my career as an outdoor writer. But the Dale River Ranch is right on the banks of the Brazos River, below Possum Kingdom Lake, several miles. But lots and lots of turkey. I'm going to head up there and try to harvest a turkey here next couple of days. And in next week's show, I'm going to hopefully devote a little bit of time to telling you about that turkey hunt. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.